Bulletin board, scripture marking. Marking your scriptures can help you remember favorite verses or stories that are important to you. Before you begin, here are a few hints that can help you decide how to mark your scriptures. Keep it simple. Too many marks can be busy and confusing. Use the right tools. Colored pencils work best. Use gentle pressure when marking so the paper will not tear. Use a ruler. A ruler is helpful for keeping lines straight. There are many ways to mark your scriptures. Try using or combining some of these. Underlining, circling key words. Boxing, circling verses. Shading the scripture. Using different colors of pencils or markers can keep ideas organized. Red, words that show love. Yellow, words about Jesus Christ. Blue, names of people. Green, commandments or things we should do. Orange, words that give comfort. Decorating scripture pencils. You will need colored pencils, double-sided transparent tape, colored string, small beads, optional. Wrap a piece of tape around the pencil. Press the end of the string to the tape and wrap the string tightly around the pencil on top of the tape. Add more tape and string as desired. If you want, leave the end of the string longer, hang small beads on it, and tie a knot at the end. Try these fun variations. Use two or three colors of string. Tie a knot or bow between the string color change. String a few beads on the string as you wrap it around the pencil. Journal Junction. Take some time this month to read a few of your favorite scriptures. Then write in your journal about why they are important to you. Scripture Cookies by Paula Weed. Find each ingredient by looking up the scripture reference and filling in the blank. Check your answers at the bottom of the page before making the cookies. 1/2 cup. When I washed my steps with Job chapter 29, verse 6. 3/4 cup. To what purpose cometh there to me the blank from a far country? Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 20. 1. As one gathereth blank that are left, have I gathered all the earth. 2 Nephi chapter 20, verse 14. 1/2 teaspoon. Spices for anointing, blank, and for the blank, incense. Exodus chapter 35, verse 8. 1 3/4 cups, and thou shalt take fine blank, and bake 12 cakes thereof. Leviticus chapter 24, verse 5. 3/4 teaspoon, a little blank leaveneth the whole lump. Galatians chapter 5, verse 9. 1/4 teaspoon, ye are the blank of the earth. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13. 1 cup, their root is blank up. They shall bear no blank. Hosea chapter 9, verse 16. 1. Wash your hands and ask an adult to preheat the oven to 400 degrees Fahrenheit, 205 degrees centigrade. 2. Mix first 4 ingredients together. 3. Mix in remaining ingredients. 4. Roll dough into 1-inch, 2.5-centimeter balls and place on an ungreased baking sheet. 5. Flatten balls with fork, first one way and then the other, making a crisscross pattern. 6. Bake 8 to 10 minutes. Answers. 1/2 cup butter, 3/4 cup sugar, 1 egg, 1/2 teaspoon lemon oil or extract, 1 3/4 cups flour, 3/4 teaspoon baking soda, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 1 cup dried fruit, for example, cherries, cranberries, mangoes, or apricots. End of bulletin board.